I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The owner of Norman's Bistro on 43rd Street, Norman Bolden, says the effort to eliminate the $6.40 an hour minimum for tipped workers is an attempt to solve a problem that doesn't exist.
This would be a nightmare for me as a business owner.
Restaurant Association President Sam Toya.
It would force a 144% labor cost increase on employers.
No tipped worker, he notes, can legally be paid less than the $13 an hour minimum in the city, and the average for tipped workers is 19 to 25. So why are some behind the change?
You know, I don't think they're educated on this.
Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa, for one, says it makes moral sense. Owners say profit margins are 3 to 5%. Restaurants will close, they say. Staff will be cut and menu prices will go up. A longtime server said it's not a solution, it's a disaster. On the South Side, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.